I only know a few stories about my grandfathers. One of my grandfathers had 7 children, all of them daughters. And he was a businessman in a third world country. And there were times in his business where business was booming, and he did very well. At other times, it waned, and he was on the brink of complete financial ruin. One of those times, my mother was a little girl, and she remembers this time when the family was close to being ruined. And at that time, her father, my grandfather, called all of his family into the room, called his wife, all of his children into the room. And at that time, he told them what was going on, and they knelt down together, and they prayed. And what my mother remembers is this. As a girl, her father was desperate. Her father was pleading. Her father was so scared that he was crying and praying with tears for God to deliver them. He was so afraid. He was crying. And he pulled his girls together with him into the refuge of their God. Jesus Christ faced utter ruin. It was more significant than losing a business. As we remember his death tonight at this table, we remember the deep soul anguish that he expressed. He was a man. He did have the full range of emotions. What emotions come forth when you face utter ruin, utter destruction? He was in terror. He was in horror at what lay before him when he knew the ground would completely open up under him. But he loved us. He also loved us. And he wanted to pay a terrible cost, a terrible personal cost, in order to redeem those whom he loved. So in the terror before him, taste the love of Christ for you. It was as if he ran in to certain death to rescue you. So in this meal, we take bread. And what that tells us is that Jesus came to us. He came down, into our court case, and he turned himself in to the judge. And in this meal we take wine, and what we say in that is that Jesus was lacerated and killed by his enemies for us. And so when you take this supper, you say this: Jesus was so jealous for me that he faced utter loss in order to purchase me. Jesus arranged this supper, this new Passover meal, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we expect that he spiritually feeds us as we do this. So if you have come to know Christ, he is your Savior, he is your Lord. The Holy Spirit has come into your life and something has changed. You've got this new, born-again heart. And if you're a member of good standing in a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, we're very glad that you're here. We invite you to stay here and just sit back, take in the sights, the sounds of what we're doing, but don't take the supper. It's only for people who are in this kind of commitment to Christ. Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would come to us again one more time in this supper, and that you would nourish the new life that you've begun. We are recipients of your grace. Magnify your grace in our sight, and raise up joy in our hearts. We're free. We're forgiven. Death and condemnation no longer have power over us. We are free. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for for being our Savior. In His name we pray. Amen.